May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, last week we remember that Jesus exorcised that man, and the unclean spirit, the demon, came out of him, which showed his authority over the demons and over sickness and illness. And this week we have more of the same. The gospel tells us more about Jesus' power and more about even his focus. In today's gospel, we hear about how he heals Simon's mother-in-law, how he cures many more people and casts out more demons. Then we learn about how he goes off to pray in a deserted place. And then at the end, we learn about his focus, which is God's will. When Jesus walked in to Simon's house, they told him about his mother-in-law, which is kind of a neat thing because this is the only place in the Bible where we hear about how Peter or any of them were married. Without this story, we would never have known that St. Peter was married, because here his mother-in-law was sick. So anyway, he came and he took her by the hand, and the fever left her, and he lifted her up. And what happened? She began to serve him. Now, the Old Testament and the New Testament is all about hospitality. That's one of the most important things for the Jews, is hospitality. How you take care of your people, your neighbors, your friends, anyone, even strangers that come to your house. And when the word serve is used here, it's more of actually like how disciples are to serve. And if we think about it, Jesus served her first before she was ever able to get up and serve all those with her that were in the house. He healed her. So she was able to take care of those around her, which is what Jesus did, and which is what we're supposed to do. It's good for us to recognize and to realize that all of us need that kind of care from one another, but especially from God. We need Jesus' healing. We need his forgiveness. We need his strength. We need his compassion. We need his obedience, to learn how to obey God just as he did. We need him as our Savior and our Lord, so that we are able to serve God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as faithfully as he did. Just like Peter's mother-in-law, just like everyone that Jesus healed, we need to be whole before we serve. And so, after that, the crowd in the town figured out that Jesus was there, and so they started bringing everybody, all those who were sick and possessed with demons, and he cured them. He cured those who were sick, all kinds of diseases, and he actually exorcised those who had demons, those who were possessed. And to show more of his power, he told the demons not to speak so that, you know, they couldn't tell what was going on. This shows not only his power and his authority, but it also shows his compassion, because he was there to be with Peter and his disciples and family. And when they started bringing those who were ill or possessed to him, he went out and cured them as they needed. Well, after that day, can you imagine? Like, I'm sure there were hundreds that he probably healed that day. Can you imagine how exhausted you would be? Sometimes just going and traveling, having dinner with family can be exhausting, but then adding a whole town coming to be healed, that's really exhausting. So what happened next? Well, Jesus got up, he went to a deserted place, and he prayed there. A deserted place. In the Bible, that was a place for a person, anyone, and for us today, to meet God face to face. For us to be alone with God. No distractions. Only me and God, only you and God. Nothing else that can keep us from not listening and talking and communing with God. That was a time for him to relax. It's also a time for us to relax. It's a time to build up a relationship, to be able to tell God what we want to tell him, but then time to relax within his loving arms and listen to what he has to say to us, what we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to do for him. It's also a time for us to receive strength, to receive his comfort, and to receive his joy, a joy that brings peace and wholeness. We need this time. If Jesus needed a time to pray, we need it even more. We should take the cue. Not everybody needs time to rest. I love it. But it's a time that we can pray and learn his will. It's a time to heal. It's okay.
It's okay.
And it, like I said, it's a time to learn obedience and to have the discipline, even if it's only for 15 seconds sometime during the day. If you start with 15 seconds, I guarantee you it will grow, because the discipline is stopping. The discipline is being focused only on God. And that's what we learn from Jesus. And actually, that's what Epiphany is all about. Seeing Jesus for who he is. Yes, 100% man, but yes, 100% God. Seeing Jesus also as not only our friend and brother, but our Savior and our Lord and the example that we're to follow. We are to do as Jesus did. And what does the gospel tell us? It tells us that not only did he want to proclaim God's message, but he wanted to live God's message. And that's exactly what our Lord did. Towards the end of the gospel, when they finally found him, I love it when they said they hunted for him. So he must have really been pretty good at hiding. But he did need to pray. But they found him. They said, everybody's searching for you. It's not that he didn't care about what they wanted, but Jesus cared more about what God wanted. And since God knows best, he wants and wanted to follow God's will. And that's what he did. And he told them, he said, well, okay, let's go. We're going to go on to the next town, because I want to proclaim the message there too. Not just here, but everywhere. I want to be able to proclaim God's message everywhere he wants to send me. And he explains to them, that's what I came out to do. And that's what Jesus did. That's the example that we are to follow each and every day. And I know it's not Lent yet, but if we don't have a prayer time, just start a small one. Even if it's when you open your eyes, say, good morning, God. But do it every single day. And then just slowly and surely add more time to relax within his arms, to listen to his will, to tell him where, you know, we are as people of God. And then to receive his joy, his comfort and strength and direction and guidance. So So personally, I thought the prayer of the week was perfect for today. So if you don't mind, you can join me, and I'd like to end with that prayer one more time. Everlasting God, you give strength to the weak and power to the faint. Make us agents of your healing and wholeness, that your good news may be made known to the ends of your creation, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen.